This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, W.Dale Warren, back to tell us about concerts that the University Bands will have on the 19th and 20th.
Walmart Center. That's right.
Well, Tuesday night, the 19th, it's the UA Campus Band first. You start off with Gustav Holst.
Well, we do. Because it's such a delightful way to begin a program. It's a march, but it's one of those clever things that he is so good at, and it's traditional, and it's wind band music. I mean, it's what it is. And then we go into a brand new piece by John Stevens called Benediction, which is stunning. John's at the University of Wisconsin and has got some great works out there. Matter of fact, the Chicago Symphony just premiered his Train piece, which was really cool. And then we go into another very standard wind band composer, Clifton Williams, on his Celebration Overture. Now, Clifton is an Arkansan. He grew up in Traskwood, and if you know where that is, I'll pay you.
I have lived in Arkansas for more than 40 years, and I've never heard of Traskwood.
Well, it's a bedroom community of Malvern.
Oh, well, there you go, yes. Of course.
And that's where he grew up. We're going to feature the two trumpeters with each of the four bands, which we thought was a pretty cool concept. And so Rex is going to play the concert etude of Alexander Gedecky, which is a very standard trumpet piece and a lot of fun to play, and the accompaniment's hard as nails, so that makes it fun for the students, not just a boom-bomb thing, but they get to really work it out. And when he's not dazzling you, then they get to dazzle you. So there's a lot of trade back and forth. And then another fairly new composition by Pierre Laplante, which is a terrific wind band writer also, is Legend and Heroes. And that's a multi-movement work. It's about 9 minutes, and it's got everything that you can imagine, based on really beautiful folk hymns and folk songs and chorale pieces. And so we think that that's a pretty delightful start to the evening.
You take a break, the symphonic band comes on, and another
bada boom John Williams. Right, exactly. Yeah, we like to hit you over the head right off the bat. I mean, Sound the Bells is one of those spectacular opening fanfare pieces that John is so perfect. It's like you would be in Prague where every tower in the city would be going off simultaneously. So you have all these hundreds of bells in the towers going off. So
I'm sorry. Excuse my ignorance. Does that mean there will actually be literal bells or instruments that will sound like
bells?
Yes
and yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a yes answer because every metallic percussion instrument you can imagine has been employed in this piece. You know, you would think, if you didn't look on stage, you would think there was probably an army of handbell players and an army of chime players and et cetera, crotales, all the metallic tuned, you know, pitched instruments. So that's why it sounds so festive. All right. Then we're going to go into Joe Turin's Lullaby for Noah, which is another just stunning, gorgeous Joe Turin, the composer in residence for the New York Philharmonic. And then we're going to feature Alan. You know, so we've already featured Rex that evening. So Alan's going to come out and do the Ode for Trumpet by Alfred Reed. Again, another standard in the repertoire for the trumpet literature. And he'll dazzle the crowd. And then the symphonic band will close with Norman Della Gioia's variance on a medieval tune. And a lot of people think that's the best piece he ever wrote. And it's another huge staple in the wind band repertoire.
That's Tuesday night.
Just one night, right?
Get some sleep.
That's not going to happen.
Wednesday the 20th, you come back. It's the concert band and the wind symphony. The concert band begins.
Right. Klaxon March, again, traditional start with Henry Fillmore. Doesn't get any better. And, of course, if you know anything about the Klaxon, it's the automobile, and there's the car horn part that made that automobile so unique. So it's just cool. It's fun. And then we're doing another gorgeous piece by Pavel Tezhnikov called Salvation is Created, just a stunning setting of Russian choral literature. And then Mark Camphaus, who's a composer, wrote a gorgeous piece called Yosemite Autumn, and he's very big into the national parks. And, of course, he's in Yosemite. It's autumn. I mean, you get the title. And then we're going to bring Rex out to play East St. Louis Toodaloo. And I know you've never heard of that.
I have, actually, yes.
But it's a Duke Ellington tune, you know, and kind of his signature tune. And unfortunately, I think it's kind of fallen off the planet a little bit. But hopefully, we're going to resurrect it a bit.
There you go.
And Rex, of course, does a spectacular job with it.
Oh, I bet he has fun with that.
Off the chart fun. And then we're going to close with Jean Bondarousse's Rikidim, which is a set of four Israeli folk songs, which are really pretty sweet. And lots of variety, lots of cool ethnic sounds. And I think the audience will really enjoy that piece.
Then intermission. Now, we've talked about a lot of exciting things, and I'm not going to try to say one is more exciting than the other.
Well, we don't try to do that.
That's right. But there is something very exciting beginning the UA Wind Symphony.
Well, everybody knows by now, unless you've been in a cave hiding out, that Augusta Reed Thomas is going to arrive here Sunday. and be with us for an entire week. And she's our composer in residence. We're going to have a big Friday night premiere of a piece she's written for our school and, you know, our university, our community. And so we're all just thrilled to have her because she's one of the great composers of this era. And I didn't say women composers. She wrote, as a matter of fact, this fanfare was written for the, if I can say it right, sesquicentennial for Northwestern University. It's easier just to say the 150th anniversary. But it's really 2 minutes long. In her program, she says it's 100 seconds but 1,500 notes. You know, she's going to be with us, and that's going to be very special. And she'll have a chance to work with the students, et cetera. After we do that opening fanfare, and that only has 16 players, by the way. It's not the full ensemble. We come out and do this beautiful setting of October by Eric Whitaker, who's kind of the choral dude right now. He just did his second virtual choir on YouTube, and I hope our listeners will get out there and check that out. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Eric's an amazing composer, and he set this for wind band himself, and he says this is actually better than the choral version. So then our anchor piece for the wind sift that night is the monumental Arnold Schoenberg Theme and Variations Opus 43A, and it written at right at the height of World War II. Of course, he's already escaped Nazi Germany. He's here teaching in Los Angeles, both at UCLA and Southern Cal. He's known as the inventor of the serial system, but this piece is very tonal, very romantic. It sounds like Brahms and Mahler. Yeah, it's based on a 10-tone row instead of a 12-tone row. So, but it has functional harmony all the way through it, and it's one of those pieces that every musician needs to experience. So then we're going to bring Alan out because we can't let him rest too long, and he's going to play the Del Steggers Carnival of Venice. You got to see this. You can't just hear it because he actually twirls the trumpet while he plays the piece, and I still can't figure out how he keeps the embouchure set. It's the freakiest thing ever.
So he's playing the whole time. It's not like he's pulling this away.
There is no rest. Spins the trumpet and keeps the fingerings going with both hands. And, of course, Carnival of Venice is Carnival of Venice, and, of course, there are so many different versions of the Carnival of Venice. But, you know, Del Steggers is probably the most famous cornet player of his time, Sousa Band, Marine Band, all that, and so after Alan wows everybody, then we'll bring it back another Augusta Reed Thomas piece for the full ensemble called Magnetic Fireflies. You know, it's modernism at its best. I mean, truly, you hear these beautiful layers of Debussy, but then you have these powerful moments of Mahler, like this big trumpet solo just screams out over the top of this Debussy-like, you know, layering. And the counterpoint is really great, and the effects, and the way she builds the timbral palette. I mean, she's a genius. Okay, and then we bring Alan and Rex out together. And then, you know, all bets are off because we're going to do Celebration, 10 minutes of absolute pure joy.
And that's Alan's composition.
And he wrote it, right. And then we're going to close the evening out with a new piece by John Astacio called Frenergy, which is a hybrid word from frenetic and energy slammed together, Frenergy. And it's just totally off the charts. It's based on a total hemiola. I mean, there's never two bars that don't have multiple metric fields going on. Our heart rate's probably at about 1,000 when we finish playing it, you know.
What is it like when you, the first rehearsal, when you're going to do a piece, and you say, this is on the program for April. Do you have the entire, all of the musicians together, and you hand out the sheet music, and you start to hear people going, oh, as they're looking at the notes, and it might be a more challenging piece?
Of course. I mean, they got this set of pieces, the rehearsal after the last concert. And,
right.
And you know, so, and they get a sheet very similar to the one we're looking at here that says, here's the program for April 20th. Bang, here it is. Go practice. You know, basically, it's that message. And so, undergrads particularly, the grad students a little bit different, but the undergrads are going, I don't know who Augusta Reed Thomas is, maybe. Maybe I need to learn about her. But then they see, of course, the trumpet stuff. They go, oh, this is going to be fun. And then they see Frenergy, and they look at solid black, you know, because it's just a gazillion notes. And they go, oh, my gosh, where's the practice room? I got to get busy. So, yeah, all that happens, and it continues to happen as it develops. And that's the point for us, I mean, at a university. If their musical tastes don't change by the time they leave us from what they were when we got them, we failed them.
And many of these pieces are something the audience hasn't heard. So
oh,
hold it back
no
for
doubt.
Us.
There's yeah. no doubt. Yeah, and again, that's a part of our mission is to enrich the community and continue to grow the community and help the community experience things that they maybe have not experienced before. And so that's a vital part of our mission.
Tuesday night the 19th, Wednesday the 20th, Walton Arts Center. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate you.